Good morning. We will begin Romi's earnings call, where the results of the fourth quarter 2021 will be discussed. This call will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English, and slides will be available in our website, IR, at www.romi.com/investors. Simultaneous translation is available for participants that have a login or using the Zoom app on their desktop or mobile phones. In order to use the feature, click on Interpretation in the meeting options and choose your language. If you wish to listen to the interpretation alone, turn off the original audio. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify this conference call is for investors and investment professionals only. Any statements that may be made during this call regarding the company's business prospects, projections, and operating and financial goals constitute mere forecast based on the management's expectations regarding the future of the company. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the general economic performance of the country, the sector, and international markets, and are therefore subject to change. It is worth mentioning this conference call is being recorded and held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation to English, accompanied by the slides available in the results center of our investor relations website with investor relations, www.romi.com/investors. During the presentation, all participants will be connected as listeners only. Afterwards, we will have a Q&A session. To ask a question, write your question with your name and the company you represent in the Zoom Q&A box. For audio questions, further instructions will be provided later. With us today are Mr. Luis Cassiano Rosolin, CEO, and Fabio Tayar, CFO, CIRO. Initially, both executives will present the results of the fourth quarter in 2021, and they will be afterwards available to answer your questions. I will now give the floor to Mr. Luis Cassiano. Thank you, Raissa. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending the fourth quarter 2021 earnings release conference call of Romi Industries. We had notable results at the end of 2021, and better off, we're beginning 2022 with a solid order backlog in all of our business units. We have increased our production significantly last year, and we continue seeking to ramp up our production to meet the demand for machines and Romi rough machine parts. In our business unit, we began 2022 with our order backlog, 40% greater than 2021, with solid margins in 2021, higher than the previous quarters. Undoubtedly, the new generations of machines launched over the past years are providing higher productivity to our customers in the domestic and also the foreign markets, thus further consolidating the Morcat brand globally. In the rough machine parts units, we had a higher entry order with a robust order backlog for 2022, mainly in the large machine parts unit. Margins were impacted by non-predicted operating costs during the development and manufacturing of new cast parts. We are implementing a more robust manufacturing process, and we firmly believe we will not be facing unusual problems in 2022. In the Burkhardt & Weber business unit, our operation in Germany, the order entries in 2021 had a good recovery over 2020. The period with a low order entry in 2020 resulted in the sales concentration in the fourth quarter in 2021, when we attained good results according to plan. Our main challenge is to continue seeking for new projects for 2022, and we firmly believe in the opportunities that are arising in the European and Asian markets. I would like to conclude by thanking all of Romy stakeholders for their support, shareholders, clients, suppliers, and our community. And I'd like to thank all of our team. A special thank you to our team for their cooperation and capability to react and overcome all of the challenges that were faced with excellent results delivered in 2021. We have begun 2022 focusing and relying on the opportunities we will capture to have excellence in our execution. I will give the floor to Fabio now, who will share more results on the fourth quarter. Welcome, Fabio. Thank you, Cassiano. Thank you and good morning to all. Welcome to Romy's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter in 2021. On slide number three, we have the quarter's highlights. Our net operating income, which was approximately 443 million reals with a 22.8% growth compared to the fourth quarter 2020. Over the same period, the three business units also grew, looking mainly at Romy machines and also cast iron parts. The EBITDA 2021 was 222 million reals with a 22.7% increase in relation to the fourth quarter 2020 EBITDA, which was a robust EBITDA already. In terms of order entry, the volume was very favorable in the fourth quarter, totaled 542 million reals with a 39% growth over 4Q20, with highlights in rough and machine parts for large parts and the other segments in the unit, with a higher order entry despite a high net operating income. We actually recovered our portfolio by late December. We had 725 million reals in order entries for deliveries over 2022, which represented an increase of 56% roughly in relation to the order backlog. And that is how we ended 2020, with a substantial growth in Romy machines order entry and order backlog, and also in the rough machine parts. As for the performance of our business units, the Romy machines unit had a net operating income 28% above 4Q 2020. In 2021, fourth quarter 2020, in that unit had been a good quarter in sales for Romy machines as a result of the faster recovery in the domestic market. Still, the domestic market remained consistent, but there was a recovery, a resumption that was significant in the foreign market throughout 2021, which reflected in revenues and sales the first quarter this year. And there was also an increase in the volume of operations with the new solutions we launched mid-2020 for machine leasing. With the growing revenues, the growing sales, and controlled expense costs, we brought down operating costs significantly and had an increase in operating profit of 27.3% over 4Q21. On the next slide, we had the incoming orders for in the machine business unit in fourth quarter 2021 compared to 2020, we had a 3.6% increase, mainly with the continuity of the domestic market orders, the growth in the foreign market consolidation, and growth of machine leasing, the machine leasing business. And if we look at the full year 2021, the Roaming machines order entry grew 43.5% in relation to 2020, also growing in the domestic and the foreign markets, as well as machine leasing. The order entry for rough and machine parts in 4Q20 grew 210% over 4Q20, resulting from the continuity of order entries of large machine parts and the recovery observed over 2021 in the other segments of the business unit, which are trucks mainly, more particularly agricultural machines and construction machines. The order entry in the BW, the German unit, reached 28.3 million in 2021, with a 41.6% increase over 2020. And in BW over 2021, there was a resumption of orders, new incoming orders that were consistent throughout the quarters from 4Q 2020 onwards, even though it was a gradual resumption when compared to the Roaming machines business unit. Still, we have a good volume of projects that are to be converted, and we have a reasonable order backlog that will be delivered throughout 2022. Some of the economic scenario in fixed capital since late last year in relation to 2020, it has increased substantially, and we can also point out that in the transformation industry, where most of our clients are concentrated, the operations and industrial manufacturing activities has also been intensively growing, with the exchange rate promoting higher competitiveness to our clients' products, and along with the logistics costs increase, which also increase imports costs. Well, there is a higher volume of usage of domestic parts. In terms of installed capacity throughout 2021, and this is what we can see in the light blue line, well, we went back to the 2014 levels, and looking at this year, it was the previous year of a more intensive manufacturing activity. So throughout 2020, the manufacturing activity attained good usage or levels, leading clients to consider more investments. As for the confidence index of industrial users that looks at the humor, the mood, this is the precursor of the indicators. Of course, you had a peak, the height of the pandemic, but it went back to favorable levels in the second half last year. It remained with the some volatility remained in 2021, but if we look at a longer period going beyond 1 month, we have levels that indicate a certain optimism and trust, reliability from the business investors to continue investing, which is favorable mainly for the Roaming machines unit. In regards to the segments where our clients operate in Roaming machines, there were no major changes. So in relation to 2020, machines and equipment, which are one of the key segments that use our equipment, our machines, remain strong, and services are normally provided to small and medium companies. In the past, they represented 12 to 14%. And those that, well, recovered later have attained normalized and consistent levels over 2020. In automotive, we had this growth in commercial vehicles, mainly light vehicles in 2020, mainly with the problems in the supply chain and downtime and planned downtime, but heavy vehicles had a favorable performance in 2020 as in 21. And the remaining segments presented no major fluctuations or changes. VW has and provides projects, well, I would say customized turnkey projects, which are larger with a smaller number of clients in certain segments. Machines in 2020 remained to be the key market for heavy machines, just as engines and systems. In rough and machine parts, energy remained strong in 2021, remained solid. And the good news is that the other segments, such as commercial vehicles, construction, and agriculture, had a resumption in 2021, meaning that energy in absolute terms had an increase over 2020, but there was a greater increase in the other segments. And therefore, we lost some market share compared to 2020. And we will see there was a substantial increase in sales of rough and machine parts. In regards to market share of every business unit in consolidated sales, the highest growth was in Romy Machines business unit, which increased sales by 61% and represented 54% of the consolidated sales. And rough and machine parts had an increase of 56%, also gaining more market share. VW in reals was stable in terms of sales, and as the other segments had growth, it lost some share and now represents 18% of the consolidated sales in 2021. In terms of geographical sales distribution, of our sales distribution, as there was an important increase of rough and machine parts in the segment, in the domestic market, and domestic market for Romy machines remained consistent in 2021. Domestic sales grew from 60 to 68% in consolidated sales, followed by Europe. Europe had a faster resumption with Romy machines. VW also had a resumption, a more gradual resumption, but did not have a relevant share. Latin America had already shown in late 2020 an important recovery, which continued to grow strong in 2021, growing in sales. In the US, it was more gradual, but the second half, mainly the last quarter, indicates, well, an increase in the volume of sales in Asia. Well, depends heavily on VW deliveries. There's a consolidated sales of the German unit with deliveries more concentrated in 2021 in the European continent. And here are the figures. Romy machines for Q2021, which was already a solid quarter in order entry, had a 3.6% growth. Internal market remained consistent, and growth resulting from coming from the foreign market and machine leasing. The annual growth is more substantial, 45.3%, both in the domestic and foreign markets, and leasing had increases. VW with a quarter that was harder to analyze due to the concentration and the value of order entries for different projects. It's easier to look at the annual results, growth in reals 44.8 and euros 41.6, increase and indicating projects that were frozen during the pandemic are being resumed. And we actually brought back an important volume of entries and also have a robust pipeline. And for rough and machine parts, there were substantial increases with, well, most of the increases coming from the heavy part segment, but were also driven by the other segments. And we can see a very significant increase here in terms of percentage. So 1.7 billion in order entry, 61.3% higher than 2020 and 39% above 4Q20. With this robust order entry, and despite the fact we had important sales in 4Q, we were able to actually increase our portfolio, and by late December, our order entry, our order backlog was 56% above 2020. With highlights to Romy machines, our order backlog was very robust here, especially in rough and machine parts for that will be delivered throughout 2022. In terms of our cost structure, there's more variability in materials with a growing share with an increase. Of course, we have to look at the inflation. The inflation rate had an impact, and we made the price adjustments that were necessary in a very transparent manner. And we also had the fixed cost analysis and reduction. Looking at labor, there was a reduction in total in relation to total costs, and our manufacturing had a significant growth with no proportional increase in human resources structure. So we had this reduction as well as fixed costs compared to industrial costs, manufacturing costs, which were also distributed as a result of growth in margins. 4Q21, our gross margin is similar to 4Q20. And here we have three different behaviors. First, in Romy machines, which had good margins in 4Q20, when we actually had an increase in the domestic market, similar margins in the foreign market, higher margins with the exchange rate, and machine leasing, which allowed for this increase over 4Q20. BW also had a favorable gross margin with a high, with an increase in projects and good margins. Still, the rough and machine parts unit, as Cassiano mentioned, well, face challenges mainly in developing large machines, large size machines with unexpected, unforeseen operating costs, and the margin therefore declined. Meaning, well, the other units, well, made up for BW, and the margin was pretty much in line with the 4Q, but with the growing income, growing sales, the gross profit went up, increased to 142 reals. The annual results, gross margin increased, and here we have the net revenue and the gross profit increased substantially. Looking at operating income, income went up from 16.5 to 16.7, 15.5 to 16.7%, an increase in gross profit 74 million. The annual growth is more substantial, the annual increase. And here we have the volume growth with gross margin and controlled expenses. Well, drove this increase of operating margin from 4.4 percent points in absolute growth, 106 million, to 212 million in 2021. The EBITDA, we have a similar behavior. Therefore, no expansions, important expansions in margins in 2020 as a result of performance in the 4Q21. And in absolute EBITDA generation, we reached 85.2 million, quite above 69.4 in 4Q20. The annual increase is also more substantial. EBITDA margin from 14.6 up to 18.4% in 21. Total EBITDA in 21 reaching 254 million reals, and it was 143 million reals in 2020. Net income, well, the margin, the net margin had a decline, but the absolute volume increased. And there's a particular aspect in that last year, we had a higher incidence of interest on our own equity. We had our own capital also from previous years, which we used last year, and also with the IRS tax was lower. Our revenue tax was lower in 2020, and therefore we paid less taxes in 2020, in 2021. And here we look at going from 101 million to 160 million. And breaking down the business units, 61% growth in roaming machines revenues. Also, we also had a significant margin last year, and we actually increased 0.5 percent points. The domestic market remained consistent. The, also, recovery of the foreign market with also machine leasing and controlled expenses, which allowed for a relevant increase in EBITDA margin, going from 21.5 to 26.6%. At BW in reals, well, sales went to 6.1%, 9.9%, and still BW maintained levels, growth margin levels that were similar, but the EBITDA margin had a decline, resulting from lower volumes. And in rough and machine parts, we had a 56% revenue growth. We lost 0.5 percent points in margin, but with higher volumes, our EBITDA was higher than 2020. And of course, without development costs that were not foreseen, this margin could have been higher. And as for our financial position, we remain solid. We finished last year with 45 million in net debt, and short-term maturities are reasonable in relation to our cash position. And yes, there was cash usage throughout the year. There were also distributions, payouts, investments, and machine leasing and capital allocation that were significant. And of course, capital allocation in stocks in order to be able to react. We ramped up production 60% over last year, which requires for using working capital. As for our shares performance, looking at the Bovespa index, we should bear in mind we distributed over R3.50 per share, which is not normalized looking at ex interest rates and ex dividends. And well, this is the end of a presentation of our fourth quarter 2021 earnings call. And now we are open to take your questions. Once again, thank you all for joining our earnings conference call. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now have the question and answer session. Bear in mind, this call is exclusive for investors and investment professionals. To ask your question, please write your question, your name, and the name of the company you represent in the Q&A box. And to ask a question orally, please raise your hand so we can open your microphone and please say your name. Well, I can answer the first question from Victor Caveman Jr. from Portal Small Caps. He has two questions. Well, apparently the reason for lower margin, gross margins at BW is a lower capacity that it was used. Considering the scenario with a growing usage, what are the margin levels it can reach in terms of gross profit and EBITDA? Can you also talk about margins for rough and machine parts? Bitter, for BW, we should always look at the annual margin. We were above 38 million euros in sales, and BW sales are normally 42 to 45 million euros. That is, we had a lower capacity usage, which explains for a negative EBITDA, which is close to the break even. And if we can increase the usage capacity at BW, we will of course increase the net income and the EBITDA, the gross income and EBITDA. And of course we have projects in Germany and product mix. Some have a lower margin, others have a higher margin, and it's challenging, but we have definitely been focusing on repricing at BW price reviews, and we've been adjusting our structure. We firmly believe that when sales go back to 42, 45 million euros, we are also going to add more value to the company, to the business. And of course, we have to look at synergy. Parts and machines that are manufactured at BW can be produced in Brazil, frames, columns, shafts, and this can also add important value, and that is not seen in the business units. And I would also like to mention that the challenge for BW is mainly to bring in more projects to the pipeline. The market is picking up. There are a lot of projects in the pipeline, but we need to move faster to deliver in 2022 because the supply chain network is increasingly more challenging, and some suppliers have a longer lead time, and that's a challenge. And we're really working hard this first quarter to increase our sales in 2022 and to attain higher margins. As for rough and machine parts, we struggled in manufacturing new parts in some sectors, mainly in the wind power sector. There's a new part that presented quality problems that were important, and that hurt our margins. And we have already changed our processes and have been using new materials to manufacture those parts. And the new parts that will be ready in January have zero failure and zero flaws. And these costs that actually hurt our margins will no longer happen, and the margins of rough and machine parts will go back to normal. And as for the transfer of pig iron and scrap, the prices went up significantly in 2021. We actually had the fair trade with all of our clients and rough and machine parts. So this is a one-off, and we firmly believe this has been addressed. It has been taken care of. Second question by Victor. Today, the company has a solid capital structure despite the growing scenario and the stock need for stock formation. The high current leveraging levels, will they lead to the same payout levels of 2021, or should we expect changes there? Our dividend payout was yesterday, about 10 cents, because we want to maintain our payout policy, which is at least, well, minimum 33% of the net income that is allocated to payouts. And yesterday we approved those additional 10 cents as part of this payout policy. And this is the payout policy we have been following to pay to have at least a minimum 33% payout. We have important projects for capital allocation in machines. The machine business unit is growing and, of course, uses important capital in the growth in the increase period. We allocate capital to stocks to also pay for the company growth. In the past 5 years, we have been growing. Mainly in the past 2 years, we've had important increases in 2020 and now in 2021. And we need to, of course, look at the work, use the working capital to leverage growth. But we have a solid working capital, and the payout should continue as planned if there are no projects going forward. But I'm convinced we will focus strongly on having new projects. The payout might even be higher, but our plan is to stick to this payout plan and to add value through new projects we'll have in our corporation. We have a question here from Alexandre Vargas. Good morning. Well, can you give us a forecast in terms of yield for 2021 and the net cash of the company, and share more information about investments made? Yes, I've talked about yield. We have a 33% payout policy for 2022. We believe we will follow this plan, perform this plan. We have our net debt is 45 million reais, which is quite healthy considering our EBITDA level, and it can be explained by the growth that we are funding, especially with stocks and the important payouts we had, especially in 2021. Investments have attained important levels with leasing. Out of the 90 million for investments, 40. Let me just check the number accurately. 40 million reals, roughly, in leasing from the 99 million we attained. Well, we have 50% from leasing, and leasing, well, we lease the machine, and once it is returned, we sell it as a semi-new, as a used machine. But the returns are very important there, and this is something that adds value to our shareholders. And we have questions by Conrado Carvalho. Good morning. Congratulations on your results. Well, thank you. Gustavo, Romy has no guidance, but does Romy expect for the roughened machine parts to maintain the same levels, the current levels? Yes, in roughed and machine parts, we're strong with heavier parts. We have actually a robust portfolio for 2022. Some clients have placed their orders for the 12 months, and that is positive because we have predictability and we can plan for the year. At the same time, we are aware there will be no significant orders for additional orders in this area throughout the years. We expect more order entries to come from this sector. And the other sectors, it's well, regular business, agriculture, earth moving, have positive levels in terms of order entries and purchases for 2022. Is Romy planning future M&As or organic extensions? We are constantly looking at opportunities, but for now, we're focusing mainly on organic expansion, organic growth, mainly in Brazil, in order to react and to deliver, well, to ramp up production and meet the demands. We have a high order backlog, and we will be delivering products throughout the year, and we are working, focusing heavily on that. And this is what we are focusing on. Yes, we have been making organic investments. We have a new machine, a 15 million real machine, which will begin to operate this first quarter to attain excellence and meet the demand. We have one more question from Conrado. How does Romy assess its competitors? Well, the other players are international players in this market: Japan, Germany, Korea, the US, Taiwan. And we're constantly investing in R&D. And we have one line, the R&D line. You can see that in our income statement in our balance sheet. And this year, we'll continue launching new products to stay ahead of our competitors and to stay close to our clients. And one more question from Conrado. Can you explain more about the ownership structure that was disclosed yesterday and the important notice? It's not important, but we have a subsidiary called Romy Nor. It was set up in the past, back in the 70s, when Romy had a business unit in the Northeast with minority shareholders, 6%. And if you look at the previous balance sheets, you'll see the net income was broken down into Romy's net income and the minority shareholders' net income. And then we actually change that, and this will be voted in our assembly and in our meeting. We're going to rule out the minority shareholders in this small subsidiary, and they're going to have access to Romy shares. The Romy's total shares are 73,333,000 real, will go up to 73,500 something, well, roughly. But you can find this information. The accurate numbers here is 0.34% of our capital, and there is a significant, there's no significant reduction for any shareholders, and everyone will actually have their payout from Romy Norte's net income, which is a profitable business. Okay, next question from Fernando Moreno de Oliveira. How do you handle acquired machines in leasing, in the leasing business, in your order backlog? And this is also, do you have a ROI that is similar to the traditional sales business? Do you have customized machines? Well, lease machines are not really customized. These are roaming machines, actually standard machines. They might be customized, but not much. Yes, they are standard machines, serious machines, and order backlogs, order entries in the backlog. We have closed contracts. If we have a 24-month contract at a given amount, that is the amount that we will actually use at the very beginning and at the end of the period in the given quarter. We do not actually disclose the ROIC for leasing separately because it is still growing in roaming machines. But our ROIC is higher than in sales, machine sales. However, it is, of course, mandatory because we also allocate more capital to the leasing business than the machine sales business. Marco Carigahari, can you talk about the rough and machined backlog? Is it doing better or worse than 21? Are these execution plans longer? The mix is similar to 2021. As mentioned, part of this backlog will be executed throughout 21, or rather throughout 2022. We do not have orders for 2023 in this order backlog. Luis Marquez, investor, would like clarifications on the proposal regarding roaming orders, especially on page 7 on refunding or reimbursing shareholders who opted for a recess, looking only at the DPA values 1255 in reference to balance sheet of 3Q21 and the market value on the earnings release date or the date of the important notice release. Good morning, Luis. Actually, this transaction is actually consistent with the reports that will be disclosed in the management's proposal. And according to the regulatory framework, once this value, the restructuring value, is disclosed, it states it should look at the equity value. And since in this case it is below equity value, look at when using this value, shareholders, well, would look at this value at this amount, but always looking at equity. And since there was a recess, this was the option in this transaction. Considering the equity value, shareholders who will decide to have a recess will receive their dividends based on the net equity value that was disclosed, as you mentioned, on slide 7 of the important notice that was disclosed yesterday. One more from Conrado de Carvalho, who asks our CEO to describe his trajectory from the very beginning at Romi. In a nutshell, I am Cassiano. I joined Romi over 15 years ago. I worked in São Paulo before that. in a big four company, and I started working in the IR unit and then the financial unit, the controller unit, as the head of operations. And I've been a CEO for 7 years in March now, and I work with a great team that works closely together. Guilherme Vega, in the rough and machine parts, what is your view on the automotive industry? Which industries will have mostly contributed to your order backlog growth? Well, undoubtedly, it was the heavy machines industry, the wind power sector. The automotive sector is volatile. We have, well, high or incoming orders, but it fluctuates, it goes up and down. And the automotive sector, in our case, focuses on heavy trucks, commercial trucks. We do not have rough and machine parts for passenger cars. And this is this sector's dynamics, but we're still very strong in agriculture and earth moving, as we were in late 21. Jose Otero, good morning. I want to congratulate the team for the results. Thank you, Jose. The business leasing machine, does it focus in the domestic market only with revenues in real, sales in reals? Yes, that is correct. And this, well, the value chain is focusing on the domestic market for now, at least, where we have assets to drive this business. We want to add value to the company through this business, and we are using our internal assets to drive, yes, our business. Yes, yes is the answer to your question. In the domestic market in reals. Antonio Rizzo, can you please tell us more about the prospects for roaming machines, order backlog, and growing forecasts? The roaming machine segment, well, you have machine exports and the domestic market that we have to look at. In the domestic market, we'll have fluctuations according to, well, the industry performance. You have to look at the industry's performance very closely. And if we use our capacity well, this segment should continue to grow. We have machine leasing now also. We have found reached clients that wouldn't normally purchase these machines, and this is driving the segment as well. And we can also continue growing in the domestic market. 2021 was an important year in the foreign market with significant growth, and more than that, more importantly, with excellent quality. We have our two roaming machine lines in the rough and machine parts. You have D and GL lines were the two main lines that are the new generation lines that were designed by our R&D team in 2019. They're now growing and consolidating in the foreign market. These are the two leaders. They're leading the market, the foreign market, and therefore consolidating the Romy brand. And we believe, firmly believe, this trend, this growth trend, will continue to grow. We'll continue to sell more Romy machines in 2022 in the foreign market. Diego Lucio Martins asks, well, good morning, Romy team. Diego from Alta Vista Investimentos. Do you have plans to increase your market share in the U.S.? Which are the barriers? Well, we have actually increased our market share, our sales in the United States. Our sales in 2021 were very good. In 21, we had the same machine sales volume last year. We reached top levels. We work with top dealers, and we're also operating in heavy machines sectors, which we believe will bring possibilities to increase our sales in the U.S. over time. We have strategies in place, and as a company in capital goods, which must have credibility and work closely with customers to attain the results we have been attaining, we will definitely increase our sales in the mid and long term in the U.S. by executing our strategies with excellence. José Otero, well, says the problems, quality problems in wind power, rough machine parts, were they also included in 2021? Yes, as we normally do, we looked at our expenses in 2021. They were all also computed in 2021, without a doubt. Alcides Camargo, congrats on the results. Are there any challenges in regards to new players coming into the domestic market in the mid run? There are many competitors in the domestic market. You have also imported machines. Imports costs are relatively low. They're lower in all industries in the country with the modal tariffs, 10%, the 10% reduction, and competitors have always been out there. There is stiff competition in our industry. Our competitive advantage is to manufacture, to work closely with our customers, to give them machine uptime, to deliver, to look at their results, to help them thrive. And this is how we have been achieving our successful results in the domestic and now also in the foreign markets. Hello, Victor. Victor asked one more question on the level of net sales quotes you're getting in 2022, if it is similar to the 2021 levels, or if there was a ramp down, downturn. So far, Victor, exports and opportunities continue to maintain similar levels to those of 2021. There are no signs that this will go down. Since there are no more questions, I will now turn it over to Mr. Luiz Cassiano Rosolin for final remarks. The IR unit of Romi will be readily available to take additional questions. You have the floor, Mr. Rosolin. Thank you to all for joining our 4Q21 earnings release call and the 2021 earnings release call. Thank you for your excellent questions. And we will be available. Our IR team will be available anytime. And see you again in April when we will talk about our earnings results for 1Q22. Goodbye, everyone. Romi's earnings call is closed. Thank you all for joining us and have an excellent day.